action.
Space boat!
Wonder how long it would just sit there. Dead air. Dead air.
Space boat!
Space boat! Space boat's fun, dude. I tell you, I'm excited to do these. This is only the second one, but it's almost there's this like no pressure because it's fun as hell. And doing like a co kind of episode just...
Yeah, like it's not our usual... I mean, I can't even say that. We always talk about weird shit.
Like, yeah, right.
So like I feel like both podcasts
are...
us just telling fucked up stories.
Yeah, this one we're talking about aliens.
But this one is just like, okay, well, we have kind of one podcast about maybe more grisly shit, and this is a podcast about...
strictly about...
aliens.
Aliens. Well, if this is your first episode, welcome.
To Space
Boat. To Space Boat. So the last Sunday of every month, we do kind of a, what we're saying, two podcasts. We do a... Space Boat episode, which is geared strictly towards based on alien topics.
Yeah.
That's how boat is spelled, just in case you didn't pick
that
up.
Boat
in case you, is that boat. In case you didn't pick up on that.
That's how that boat is spelled.
Right. So, Space Boat.
Space Boat.
I can't believe we're going with that, too, because that's the title that you said. Like I was like, I don't want that one.
Yeah. It's literally, I don't think we agreed that would be the title. I just like snuck it in.
It rolls off the tongue. It's fun.
And then it was funny.
It's Space Boat, dude.
Yeah.
So welcome to Space Boat.
How's it going?
It's going, man.
Oh, I wasn't asking you. I was asking our listeners.
Hey, guys.
Our listener.
You're like, I've been talking to you for fucking an hour.
Yeah. Our listener.
Our listener. What's up, dude?
How's it going, buddy? Space Boat.
Space Boat. All right. Anything interesting before we jump into space, aliens, and shit like that?
I don't know, man. I feel like I unloaded the internet on you this week.
You did. So, as usual, we usually talk about a meme or a post that Eric has sent me, Shep sent me. And I think the most interesting, and you sent me a lot.
Yeah, I did.
Let me turn my mute my phone here. Did you hear that weird ass ringtone?
I was like, what did I do to my coffee?
Nina,
yeah,
Coolagina, maybe
Coolagina,
Coolagina, a real psychokinetic documented by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man.
It is pretty awesome. I mean,
she's got the force,
basically. Yeah. I mean, telekinesis, isn't that what that?
Yeah,
move shit with your mind. You think it's possible?
It's
just according to this,
according
it is.
To
but
that, yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah. But you know, everything on the internet's real.
Yeah, dude. Saying this for like a year now. Like, I kind of feel like everything comes out like a month or two from.
Right.
You know, when they'd say something like that, somebody comes on like a major news outlet, and they're like. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, we question nothing anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Everything is possible.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, I feel like everybody kind of has felt like that was a possibility.
I think it's because we want it to be possible so bad.
Right, but I mean, I feel like there's a lot of things that people want to be possible, and then all
we
of a sudden,
fly.
Now it's like, oh yeah, we do that.
Oh shit, we're capable of that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe the government just says, you can't do that, like in broad strokes, and locks people up who can do that
right.
So that we don't like practice.
Right.
You know, like.
Maybe
like,
that's what Area 51 is, just padded rooms.
Yeah.
Full of people who
with shit that
special
you
powers.
Can't move around with your brain.
Right. That's like, right.
So, I don't know.
It'd be pretty sweet.
There's a lot of stuff I've sent you in the last couple of weeks that I'm like, I don't even know where to really start pulling at threads.
Right.
You know, because it's just so much.
It is
like,
a
between,
lot.
Between like Project Gateway, that whole situation with the telekinesis, you know,
more alien sightings,
more alien
which
sightings.
We'll get into, I'm sure.
Like, I think there's at least, you know, 3 or 4 days a week where I send you something or you send me back something, and it's just like, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, this wouldn't have been a conversation.
We wouldn't have had that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild.
Wild times.
Wild. Well, as far as, and let's just get into space stuff, man. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. What's the most recent sighting that you can think of? I figured something fun that each episode we could start off as the most recent sighting.
There was a
So the California one or the LA one?
LA one was pretty recent. It was like on the 405 or some shit.
Yeah.
And like hundreds of people like witnessed it.
Clear shots of UFOs spotted above freeway.
Yeah. Like, and people are like taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is kind of the telling piece of this puzzle right now when it comes to UFOs. And I really kind of think that this is maybe driving some of the releases from the CIA and stuff like that, other agencies, is it's easy to debunk, you know, 5-10 people who saw something without like any footage or camera footage.
Right.
But we got like 100 people who all have cameras on their phones, all take the same picture.
From different places.
From different places who have no connection with each other, don't know each other.
Right.
It's a lot harder to be like, oh, they're all in on it.
They're all drones. Right. Yeah.
It's a drone.
Right.
Well, I've seen a lot of drones. That is not a drone.
Like, somebody's like, I build fucking drones and that's not a drone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting harder to debunk.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. True.
So.
Well, we've always said that. That's with anything. When there's that many witnesses, there's got to be some truth or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we've talked about this on the conspiracies and stuff. The bigger the conspiracy, the harder it is to keep that shit secret. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. People like to talk, man.
Yeah. You know, the more people who are involved, the harder it is to keep a secret.
Yeah.
You know, and this is kind of one of those things where it's like, well, we literally have thousands of years of weird shit in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's like, it can't really be a conspiracy at that point. Like,
yeah, very true.
I mean, it can definitely be a conspiracy trying to keep the shit quiet. But, you know, when it stopped being aliens and God,
right.
Like, we kind of have to be like, okay, science only accounts for how many of these weird things in the sky.
Right.
Like, okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I was like searching for the most recent one, and I think that popped up, and then I got to this one. The subject was UFO sightings in Florida triggers, and I was like, oh, well, I'll go to the next one. I was like, fucking Florida, dude. Triggers wild theories, including Trident missile test. I was like, whoa, okay.
Are they?
Well, I'll click on it just because.
Are they firing missiles at Floridians?
A strange object resembling a UFO or unidentified flying object was spotted in Florida on Wednesday.
Wait, can you rewind that? Read the beginning.
UFO or unidentified flying. I know.
It's the same.
It's redundant. It's the same fucking. That's what it stands for. Yeah, I know. I
got in ET or extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Florida on Wednesday. So this is super. This was literally February 10th. Sparking.
Today is the 28th.
Well, but I'm saying that's this month. Yeah. This is maybe. I don't know when that California one was. But
end of January. But
whatever. So this is more recent, but who knows? Florida. Sparking several theories about aliens finally making contact with the Earth.
Finally?
I mean, there's a video. It looks like a rocket launch tonight, but I don't see any scheduled. Am I missing something?
are they checking with your group to see if there's any rocket launches?
Yeah, actually pretty cool photos, but I'm pretty sure that it wasn't a massive rocket. Anyway, whatever. We're not going to get into that one because, again, Florida, it's... discredited. Sorry, Floridians.
I mean, I understand Cape Canaveral's down there, and they shoot a lot of stuff up
right
the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
it's not because of that. It's because of Florida.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what? How many episodes have we done? Like 50% something fucked up's happening in Florida or Indiana.
Yeah,
so Indiana's just to be fair, pretty yeah,
much. In Illinois, Illinois's got a
right.
got a hell of a following.
Chicago. So, what are you going to bring to the table tonight? Do you want me to start? Do you want to start?
I don't know. How do we?
We're just going to start. I think last time
I have a fun piece of it. It maybe it's good for me to go first.
Sure.
So we on the other podcast,
which is Boat, also Boat,
also, but that's BOTE
based on true events.
Boat
podcast.
Podcast. Anyway, we did the Space Nazi episode.
Yeah.
So
that literally was one of the ones you had asked me in another episode, which is one that really kind of took a turn or really
a weird turn
and
for you.
That was the one that shocked me.
Yeah.
Pretty.
We're going to talk about
UFOs in Germany during World War II.
Oh, sweet.
Well, actually, just UFOs in Germany in general, but kind of like what pushed research into rocketry and, you know, some of the claims that came out of that area. So I was going to kind of start with the Black Forest in Germany.
Spooky good time.
So actually, I'm going to rewind a little bit before that to the 1400s, I believe.
Just a little.
One of the most well-known early woodcuts of a UFO encounter.
Woodcuts?
Yeah. I feel like you've asked me
this
question.
Never heard you say those words together.
A woodcut is like, back in the day, man, like they couldn't take pictures. So to have a lasting, you know, artistic thing, sometimes they would cut the picture into wood.
They would carve it?
Carve it into wood. It was wood
cut. We've never had this conversation, okay. Learning with Chef. All right, sorry.
But anyway, so a woodcut, and it was supposedly of this aerial battle that happened in the 1400s over one of these German fucking towns.
You gotta be talented as fuck to like... Like, I can draw and shit, but I've tried to do some wood carving. That shit ain't easy. So
anyway, it depicted multiple craft that were witnessed by this town in an aerial battle.
Wow.
This is like from the 1400s. And so there is a huge, rich tapestry of alien information that comes out of Germany. And in World War II, if you are not aware, which Josh, at this point, I'm not sure that you're aware of anything.
Wait, what? There was two wars?
Yeah, there was two of them. the Germans...
Just to clarify, in case this is your first episode, I'm not an idiot.
Okay, so I'm sorry. It was 1561 was the original woodcut. Hmm. And I will send a picture of it.
Oh, well, then I would have known exactly what you were talking about.
So anyway,
date right.
The Germans were arguably ahead of the rest of the world when it came to technology in general.
Right.
And there are rumors that the reason that this is this way is because there was a UFO that crash landed in the Black Forest in Germany.
Hmm.
By the way, if there's a fucking shitload of just weird goings on in the Black Forests of Germany, we could probably do episodes for weeks on.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever talked about this.
Yeah, lore cool. And myth and whatever. So anyway, the idea is that the Germans found this piece of UFO technology in the Black Forest prior to 1941 or prior to World War II.
Right.
And started reverse engineering it. And this is where
got ahead
space
of the
Nazi,
ahead of the game.
Wernher von Braun.
Yeah.
kind of got some of his ideas for propulsion.
Wow.
And if you listen to a lot of the quotes from the space Nazi, he talked very openly about his beliefs in, you know, mankind should inherit the stars and, you know, this, I mean, a lot of it's pretty Reich-y.
Right.
You know, like, you know, but if
the
you really,
aliens.
Yeah, if you really dig down into the core of what he's saying, you know, scrub off some of the Aryan,
some of the Nazis,
Reich-y shit.
Right.
It seems like he had some more information than the general populace.
The most.
Did.
Wow.
So if you really think about it, like in World War I, which was in, you know, the early 1900s, they had biplanes that were basically fabric and metal.
Yeah, right.
And they were dropping fucking grenades by hand on people.
Literally just sticking their hand out the side.
And, yeah, and then, you know, the fucking just hanging out the side of these fucking kites
right.
with a fucking fan on the front.
Yeah.
And that was flight.
That was, right.
You fast forward to World War II.
At the time, it was amazing.
Yeah. And the Germans were you know, building these crazy fucking engines and these crazy fucking planes and munitions and all this crazy shit. And they were literally at the point, like, right towards the end of the war, where they were getting ready to target things like New York and Washington, D.C. with ordnance. Wow. To be shot. And, you know, their idea was to shoot it into space and then drop it.
Damn.
In our fucking backyard.
Right.
So what do? The end of World War II, we say, okay, you guys are the...
Hire them.
You guys are the top of the pops.
Yeah.
So we're going to grab up all the scientists.
We're going to pay you more money.
And bring you over here. So we got a lot of technology and papers and documents that came over with these scientists from Germany. And there's a lot of really weird things that came with them, like UFO-style aircraft that they were trying to develop.
Wow.
And bell-shaped... The German Bell was an interdimensional vehicle that they were trying to perfect. So how do you go from a fan on a kite to interdimensional travel computers?
Yeah, you skipped a bunch of steps.
In 30 years.
Wow.
So that
outside knowledge.
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, you didn't touch on that at all. By the way, Space Nazi, that is the name of the episode. Go back, do yourself a favor. Go back and check that out. Yeah. Shep crushed it on that one. But yeah, you didn't mention that at all, so that's cool. So he was openly basically saying, like, I got this information from a UFO?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But the way that he talked when he was at NASA... Spoiler alert, if you haven't heard the episode.
Yeah.
When he talks about, like, his goals for what he's going to do, he had all of these plans that were stretched into the future that were way beyond, like, what we were really doing.
Right. People are like, how the fuck does he know that?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, how do we get here? So.
Wow.
There's a lot of other things that kind of go into the Germany thing. Like,
but so for that particular story, they're saying that a UFO landed in the Black Forest. They were able to learn from that.
Right.
Hence their, well, superior rocket building skills. Rocketry. Yeah.
Yes. So, there's some other stuff that goes on in World War II is we have like a lot of myths and legends about the Nazis trying to get to the moon because they wanted the high ground. And the reason that they wanted the high ground is they believe, all right, I'm trying not to do this with a whole lot of like rhetoric and propaganda, but the Nazis believed that the Aryan race was descended from like the gods and shit. And the idea was that if the Aryan race made it to the moon and took over the moon, put a Nazi base on the moon.
Does it control the world?
Well, that they would.
That was a horrible German accent.
Yeah.
All I could say is the.
Yeah. So the idea was that they would make contact with aliens and then they would be the superior
beings.
Earthly race. So there's also the idea that they
fucking Nazis,
they
man.
Hid a new territory. The Nazi Germany claimed the territory of New Swabia in Antarctica, sent an expedition there in 1938, and planned others. It is thought that they took some of their higher-level technology down there to test without the prying eyes of Europe and other spy organizations from Russia and the United States.
Trying to be all hush-hush, huh?
Yeah. The term Foo Fighters actually comes from World War II. They were thought to be... The Allies thought these were to be prototype enemy aircraft designed to harness... electromagnetic disruption of Allied forces weapons.
Jesus.
So basically EMP weapons against the United States and Britain. There was a variety of odd aerial phenomenon mentioned by B-17 bombers and fighter pilots during World War II, that it is argued that they could have been UFO interaction with humanity, or it could have been tip of the spear technology from Germany that nobody really understood what they were looking at.
Right, right. Just advanced.
Yeah. But nobody can really pinpoint what all of these pilots saw. And that is actually where we get the term Foo Fighter.
Interesting.
But lots of shiny orbs flying around the planes during World War II.
Huh.
So.
Aliens.
Aliens.
For sure, aliens. Now, yeah.
But again, that's back to the argument of, okay, yeah, they might not have known what they were seeing.
Right.
But you have a lot of people who are in airplanes regularly, you know, and all saying they saw the same things, like describing them the same
way. Well, I'm always intrigued when a pilot who has been doing this, especially like fighter pilots and shit, like, you know, they've got a lot of hours under their belt in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when they see something that isn't normally there, I'm like, oh shit, like that should make you pause and go, well, maybe we should look into that. You know what I mean? Like that, I'm going to take their word on that.
Well, the term flying saucer actually comes from a pilot. The pilot was flying, I think it was over, Alaska, and the first person to coin the term, he called the tower and said he spotted these three silvery discs that look like saucers skipping over the air.
Oh, wow.
And that's where we get the term.
Flying saucer.
Flying saucer. So
that's cool as hell.
There's a lot of like whack shit that's supposed to have happened in Germany when it comes to World War II.
A lot of whack shit happens in Germany, dude.
Yeah, period.
Period.
And then you can subdivide that into other reasons that weird shit happened in World War II.
Right.
But there's also the conversation that the Nazis were doing a lot of, like, I mean, if you've seen Indiana Jones, they were looking for a lot of weird artifacts around the world at the time. And there's like, okay, was it occult driven? Was it, what are they... The Nazis were trying to amass any forms of power that they
could control
they could find. But
no time for love, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, like it's just, I find it interesting that a place where, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years, 10, 20 years ago, somebody says, oh, there was a UFO that landed in Germany in the Black Forest, and that's why they kicked our ass in World War II. Everybody would have looked at you like you're fucking crazy.
Right.
But looking through it through the lens of 2020, 2021, you're like, oh.
Yeah, well.
Maybe that is make a little bit more
maybe
sense.
Maybe there's something to it. What did you just send me here?
So the one is the woodcut.
Oh, right.
That depicts the battle.
Damn, skills.
Yeah. And then the other one is...
They even colored that bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just wood if you don't color it. And then the other one is like one of the prototype UFO...
The artistic impression of the German word. German flying saucer.
Yeah.
Allegedly photographed. Wow, that's pretty cool.
And so I think that, you know, now as we get... deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole of things that are being released by the U.S. government and shit like that. things like, you know, the fact that we in this day and age know about Project Paperclip, that they brought Nazis over here to run our R&D and our tech for the better part of 50 fucking years.
Really?
The fact that we know that just... Like, that is a general conversation piece on any fucking, like, anything you turn on in the History Channel after about 8:30 at night.
Right.
But, you know, that they're that loose-lipped about that shit. I feel like 5 years from now, it's going to be, like, just a whole different conversation on everything.
Well, like, yeah. So, you know, getting ready for this episode, I'm Googling, you know, recent...
Right.
Sightings, recent, you know, information, you know, recent proof, whatever. I searched a million different ways. And a lot of the articles are this, you know, credited professor, this army, whatever, this whatever says that they all think basically that the government's going to come clean soon. What are we at, six weeks now?
What?
Before they have to release their...
I think it's June or July is when they got to drop.
Oh, right, okay.
June or July is when they got to drop the info.
The info, right.
But, so, I mean...
Everybody thinks that what you said last episode, like, something's coming.
Yeah.
Like, that seems to be the overall consensus of people that are talking about aliens in particular.
My point is more that I think that there is a reason that they're going to tell us. Like, ain't got no more time to be fucking beating around the bush. Like, we got to fucking tell people because shit's about to be in their face is kind of what I think.
Right.
Like, we need they're to about
give,
to land.
We need to give them a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on their way.
Well,
they're pissed.
That's kind of a good segue into this. So they're on their way. A lot of people seem to think that they're already here.
Curious, sir.
I found a pretty good article actually on NBCnews.com. Wow. Space aliens are breeding with humans. University instructor NBC? Says. Yeah. scientists say otherwise. But this was an interesting theory. I'm going to skip kind of down. An instructor at the University of Oxford in England believes that abductions are real. So the first part of the article was all about more and more abductions have been happening, and obviously people are trying to discredit them, and he is on the other side of that. Young Hai Chi, C-H-I, who teaches Korean at the university, also claims to know what the aliens have in mind. In lectures given at the university, he says they're creating alien-human hybrids as a hedge against climate change. Interesting. To support his unorthodox theory, Chi notes that for several decades, the number of reported alien abductions has risen. He bases the statement on the work of David Jacobs, who's like a retired historian from Temple or something. Jacobs has interviewed more than 1,000 people who claim to have been abducted using hypnotic regression that apparently allows them to recall their unearthly encounters with aliens. Mind you, this too is controversial, and Jacobs himself admits that people should be skeptical of these recollections. But anyway, getting back to Chi, were you going to say something? Okay. Chi takes the claim at face value and links the growing number of abductees cataloged by Jacobs to the increase in atmospheric greenhouse gases. He doesn't imply a cause and effect. The abduction experiment is not responsible for global warming. Rather, it's a reaction to it. The extraterrestrials are producing hybrids that can better withstand the rigors of a toastier planet. By producing a new model of Homo sapiens, this project would eliminate the need for difficult climate accords or elaborate geoengineering projects. It would also help the aliens themselves, who are said to be living among us, by preserving the part of their DNA that carries... That's carried by the temperature-tolerant hybrids. Interesting. I've never heard this sort of take on it. Let me try to jump to paraphrase. Of course, human-alien hybrids, no matter how well adapted to the warmer worlds, don't address the crux of the climate change problem. Okay, let me go.
Are we going to forget how to make air conditioning?
Right. Right. I'm just going to be stupid. Like, it's so hot. I can't adapt.
Why do I keep coming outside?
Let me see. So Chi's arguments rest on the fact that two things have simultaneously increased in the past several decades. The number of reported abductions and the concentration of atmospheric carbon. I'm not even going to get into that. You think that's way far off?
I don't like his reasoning. Like, I don't. There's something about it that I don't like.
I agree.
Too many speed bumps in it. I'm not saying he's wrong. I just don't. Maybe he's just. I feel like he could be onto something, but I don't really think that, you know. Like, I think that my belief in alien abduction would be that it hasn't increased or decreased any. Like,
right.
I don't feel like I hear more stories about it. Any more stories about it than I ever used to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And now I'm actually looking for it.
Yeah, like...
And I don't see more, so...
Well, but that's another thing. Like, I mean, even if you like roll the clock back to the Bible, like I feel like if you look at the Bible through the lens of alien abduction
right,
and alien tech and things like that, like, I mean, if you saw an alien and you were in the Bible days, I feel like you'd be like, yeah, that's God. Like,
right. Yeah.
That's,
I believe.
Yeah. Like, that's weird looking. Like,
right.
Let's write this down.
Yeah. Right. Like, on a tree. Let's draw a picture.
Yeah. Like, oh, he opened a box and everybody died. That sounds like God to me. Yeah, like,
right.
You know, that kind of shit to me.
Yeah.
So if you roll it all the way back to then, like, I feel like alien abduction is just kind of like part and parcel of the thing. Like,
yeah.
And, okay. So this is interesting. There's the idea that these pandemics and these natural disasters when it comes to viruses and shit is brought on by aliens. And the idea being like, okay, so it's said that there's like 10% of the European population. I guess it doesn't just the European population. It would probably European roots or ancestry. Right. That survived the Black Death.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them having the gene that was infected with the plague and surviving it now makes them immune to AIDS and HIV. So the idea is that this was crafted in the 1300s to prepare mankind genetically for things that come up down the road. And I guess the grand scale idea is things like, you know, AIDS, you know, bubonic plague, things like that.
COVID.
Push humanity into this, okay, like, it sucks. Like, we lose people.
Yeah.
You know, but it pushes the genome of the race into, you know, a certain kind of bottleneck, which makes us more and more resilient.
More durable, right.
So
survivors.
If you're going to dump a new species into a galactic fucking, you know, tribe of other colonies.
Right.
How are you going to fucking do that? Like, our cold will, you know, kill other humans on our own planet.
Right.
So how do you get past the virus filter of going to meet other species of, you know, humanoid or
whatever it is,
you know, yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. So the idea is maybe they've been grooming the human race on our planet. Like, okay, we can't really let you guys in until we get you through. It's essentially like getting your shots before you go to like fucking Malaysia. Like, you got to get your yellow fever shot.
You fuckers are disease ridden, yeah. You know.
Well, or filthy. you're not.
Right,
their shit's so fucking crazy that it's like, all right, we got to like slowly get them used to
it. We got to build your immune system.
You got to get used to smallpox. You got to get used to AIDS. You got to get used to SARS. You got to get used to all this stuff. And once your fucking body has enough antibodies and immune system response to survive that,
now you can
come hang out.
Yeah, and then they're watching us throughout this entire thing going, eh, we're not inviting you anywhere. But so that's actually exactly where my brain goes. If they are, I don't know if I believe if they're among us or not. I probably am leaning towards not, especially the hybrid thing. Like, they're basically that dude, and a lot of people think that the abductions are to procreate with, you know, humans, yeah, you know, to form a, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I'm on that.
I think, you know, one of the theories is that they've somehow in their whichever race of aliens it is, because I mean, I think we're having this. I've heard like other people who are supposedly pretty high up in like military and government agencies are like, there's 80 different species that we know of.
Goddamn.
And it's like, okay, well, you got, I guess,
can we, you
gotta
tell us about one of them?
I guess we got to stop thinking just like the little green men, like the little gray aliens and shit like that. Like,
yeah, right.
So, but the idea being like, okay, well, which one of them's breeding with us? Like, why? But yeah, the one of the theories is that somehow in their advancement is, and you can see this in our actual in our planet right now is you get to a certain level of growth, reproduction of the planet drops for the kind of like the alpha species. So like, there's reports all the time, like, oh, male sperm rates dropping significantly. And, you know, think about it now, like we have to do all sorts of like jumping through hoops sometimes when it comes to getting somebody pregnant. You have women who can get pregnant at like 60 these days because of scientific advancement and shit, but it takes some tinkering.
For sure.
You know, usually
definitely
I'm
take
not saying you can't, but usually
definitely popping some pills.
So
I don't know where I'm at on that. I just thought that was a really weird kind of theory that I figured I'd share.
Well, you know, I think I sent you the thing the other day where it was like the number 37 comes up in genetic coding.
Yeah.
And the idea that 37 could come up. I don't know shit about genetics. That's not my thing.
Nor do I.
But it's like a 1 in a trillion chance that it happens, and we've got it like 9 times in our DNA, which is is almost like them, like somebody coming out and saying, "We fucking tinkered with your DNA.
We have
messed with your DNA."
Well, it's funny. I posted something on social media, and one of my buddies came back and was like, "I'm." Sorry if I'm fucking up the way he said it, but basically they're not necessarily his belief, but something that he's interested in is they're saying that we're all being created and basically manufactured by aliens, as a test. I don't know.
As a test of what?
Fuck if I know. That's where I've never heard that theory. It doesn't. I don't think simulation makes more sense to me than we're lab rats.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Lab rats make sense to me. Like,
well, then that's what he's saying.
We're
basically
a petri dish.
Well, okay, right. Like, well, that. But he's saying, yeah. So he's not saying. There's a theory that says that we are aliens made us in a lab, essentially.
Okay, like if you look at it from an alien perspective, and you're going to, let's say. Let's call the aliens Pfizer.
Okay.
And they don't want to do testing on their people. So they add their DNA into the primates on the planet, the closest animals to their genetic makeup.
Right.
And then they do they're like, we're going to get you sick. And then we're going to start pulling the fucking immune system response out of you. And that's our fucking, you know, vaccine. They don't give a shit what we do down here on this planet because they're like, you're our fucking lab rats. Like, what? Like,
I'm cool with that. So that actually, I can get behind that a little bit, but not that we weren't created. Aliens didn't make our species. I can say, I would buy that they're testing us, they're testing on us, doing tests on us, lab rats. But I don't think that, in other words, our civilization, our race, it was not created by the aliens.
I don't know. I'm kind of
think so.
I'm on a different point.
Well, let's see, how much time do we have? Well, fuck it, it doesn't matter.
It's our fucking podcast.
That's right.
The fuck we want. So anyway, the reason I don't necessarily say that is right or wrong is so one of the oldest like myths, legends, or whatever you want to say, is about the Anunnaki. I've talked about them, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea was that they came down here to mine gold, okay? And they had a more subservient alien race that they brought with them to do that. And that subservient race basically was like, fuck you. Like, we're done. Like, kill us if you want, but we're not doing this shit anymore at all.
Yeah, they were slaves.
They were slaves, yeah, right. Essentially. And so the Anunnaki were like, okay, fuck it. They took a version of the primate on our planet, mixed it with some of the DNA from the subservient race, and turned it into us, essentially. This is the legend of the Anunnaki.
Okay, right.
And they created us because we were, they, like, these monkeys we are somebody clever.
That's not going to fucking. Just
but they're smart not back. Smart enough to like really like take over.
They're not going to talk back.
So they created us to mine for precious metals on the planet, and so they did that. And there's, you know, this is actually the origin story of the Anunnaki comes from like Sumeria. From like 13,000 years ago or some shit. Mesopotamia, the Sumerians, like they all like had this same fucking tale of the gods coming down and tinkering with us. And we were kind of the new worker bees
right.
for them. And then they got enough to do whatever they needed. And then they got the fuck out of here. But they never really abandoned the project, so to speak. And so that is also the idea of why we give a shit about gold. Like, is because this was one of our earliest genetic memories was that
it's supposed to have value.
It's supposed to have value. Like, right. really, anything that we have that has value is because we all agree it has value.
We decided it had value, right?
But if you really look at gold as a precious metal, especially in space flight and things along those lines, like, gold is a very popularly needed item.
Right.
And by the way, the U.S. has something like four times what China does in gold. We have the highest gold reserves anywhere in the planet. We have more gold in our country than the next five countries combined.
Wow. It's because we have the Wu-Tang.
Yes, Wu-Tang. But no, I mean, the idea is like, okay, well, if their goal was to have us bang around the planet and collect all the gold,
yeah,
we've been doing that for a few thousand years.
Right, right.
Pretty successfully, actually.
Yeah.
So they could come down and be like, we're taking all that.
Thanks.
Thanks. Good job, guys.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Now we're going to need you to
leaving.
Do this. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
So
maybe that's along the lines of what he was kind of getting at. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So. And they found diamond mines that are like 250,000 years old, by the way.
Wow.
And gold mines in Africa.
Okay. So
250,000 years.
Right. So, okay.
We're supposed to be around for 8,000 years.
Yeah, another perfect segue, another one. But the reason I asked how much time we have is because I didn't know if I wanted to get into another topic, but sure. We'll just figure out. But so would alien would proof you? Of aliens fuck up Christianity? Like, I know that you're not a practicing Christian, but I'm just saying you know the Bible pretty damn well. Mm-hmm. And you know the idea of a lot of religions and stuff like that. So is that going to...
It does nothing to the Hindu religion.
Uphold their, you know, flip their fucking entire world upside down.
I honestly think it does nothing to the Hindu religion. I think the Hindu religion is like the most well-armed to just...
Mm-hmm.
Keep rolling. I think a lot of your Eastern religions are probably going to be pretty
pissed.
Good. No, pretty good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because their shit's more about like...
Eastern religion, you said, yeah?
Yeah, Eastern religion's going to be really like, well, our stuff's all about, you know, being at one with the universe and, you know, stuff like that. So I don't think that they'll have a lot of issues.
Mainly Christianity is what I want to focus on.
Muslim, Christian... Jewish religions, I think, are all going to have a lot of problems.
So
the Catholic Church actually hedged their bets about 10 years ago, and they came out and said publicly that the existence of extraterrestrial life does nothing to against the Bible.
Right.
So I think that was kind of, I think it was maybe somebody in the scholarly world was like in the Catholic
Let's
Church.
Let's get ahead
like,
of this.
Yeah, we're going to need to.
They're going to have a lot of questions. Well, so I had two articles that I had kind of read, and one of them was 100% doing, basically, you just summarized it. So I won't read that.
Okay. Thanks.
Which is good. Yeah. No, that's great. Because that's the one that I was like, eh.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's the one that was like...
Well, no, like I'm going, okay, so they can, it's, they can say whatever the fuck they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're minions and their followers and their whatever. So believers may need to question whether their religion and its roots to salvation would apply to all alien beings. So this article mainly focused on Christianity, or actually, well, you know, the idea of Jesus is that he came to this planet and died for our sins.
He was born. You said he came to this planet.
Whatever. He was born here. I know, right. Immaculate. But so he was born here, but like their idea was that he's also, you know, the Holy Trinity. Like he's not he's not a human
in general.
right. But so this guy Thomas Paine famously tackled this question in his 1794 Age of Reason in a discussion of multiple worlds. A belief in the infinite plurality of worlds, argued Paine, renders the Christian system of faith at once little and ridiculous and scatters it in the mind like feathers in the air. That was a fucking mouthful. It isn't possible to affirm both simultaneously, he wrote. And he who thinks that he believes in both has thought but little of either. You could tell it's 1794. Isn't it preposterous?
Preposterous.
I know, that's a fun one to say. To believe God should quit the care of all the rest of the worlds he created to come and die in this one. On the other hand, are we to suppose that every world in the boundless creation had their own similar visitations from this God? If that's true, Paine concludes, then that person would have nothing else to do than to travel from world to world in an endless succession of deaths with scarcely a momentary interval of life. In a nutshell, I should have just read this part.
Thank you.
Fuck. If damn it. If Chef's fucking holding his face, looking at me like...
I love seeing you struggle with your reading ability.
God, dude. Well, that fucking... You know, anyway... if Christian salvation is only possible to creatures whose worlds have experienced an incarnation from God, then that means God's life is spent visiting the many worlds throughout the cosmos where he is promptly crucified and resurrected. But this seems eminently absurd to Paine, which is one of the reasons he rejects Christianity. That there's another way of looking at the problem which doesn't occur to Paine. Maybe God's incarnation within Earth's history works for all creatures throughout the universe. What do you think?
About Thomas Paine's writing?
Yeah, no. Yeah. God, about my reading.
No. So here's what I think. I think that we as a culture get way too hung up on what exactly was said and who fucking said it.
You talk about like scripture.
As opposed to the meaning. Right. Like the idea behind it. Like we get all fucked up about thou shalt not kill.
Right.
It's not really thou shalt not kill. It's thou shalt not murder. Do not use the Lord's name in vain. That doesn't mean don't say God damn it. That means don't say God told me this and then go fuck your neighbors out of their shit.
Because God told me to.
Because God told me to. That is like we get all fucked up on a lot of shit without looking at it. I think all religion. Mm-hmm. Speaks to the society that it's in. Mm-hmm. It's there to tell you to not be a fucking asshole.
That's right.
Okay? And that shouldn't fucking matter across the fucking universe.
Right.
Okay? The point is, it doesn't really fucking matter.
Right.
If Jesus came down here and died for your sins. Because the point of it is what he said. And what he said was,
don't be a dick.
Love thy neighbor.
Right. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And so the only reason, and exactly what you just said, the only reason I can't get too wrapped up in it is the Bible specifically, just because I know it more than other religions or other books, it was written by men. Mm-hmm. So
specifically.
Like literally males, men, yeah. Dudes. Mm-hmm. You know, how long ago? Shit changes, you know, it has actually a pretty positive fucking meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so if they're getting into the semantics of Jesus came, was on this earth, you know what I mean? Like if God did create all aliens and everything else, then the argument is, did Jesus go to every single planet?
No, I understood it.
And I know. But so, and I'm like, well, that's what I kind of liked about that guy. I was like, it seems preposterous.
You know, I completely agree.
Right.
But maybe he didn't have to go to all those other cultures to be like, hey, don't be a dick.
And they were like, hey, we got it.
Yeah. And then
that guy makes sense.
And then the idea that we instituted a religion as a control system on our planet is what made us dicks.
Right. So way to go, guys.
Yeah. Like, do you know how many people in 2020 died of COVID because they couldn't not go to church?
Right.
Nothing has changed in 2,000 years in that book.
Nothing.
You could fucking read it at home.
Yeah, that's right.
You can sing all your pretty little songs at home.
And if God is everywhere,
yeah,
you don't have to be at you that building. You don't have
to go to Six Flags over Jesus
right?
And get your Starbucks coffee and go talk to fucking Bill and Gwen about why your kid is better than them at soccer.
No, that's,
and then get your whole neighborhood sick because you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's a spoiled American fucking mentality. Yeah. That
I don't know if it's just
don't take away my right.
Yeah,
it's because they're being told not to that they're like, well, fuck, now I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think
it's a challenge against their God, and that's not what.
There's a lot of other countries out there that we're gonna go to church.
I don't know. Dude. I can't imagine there. Well, no, I get it. There's more extreme.
Yeah.
Extremists.
We're going to church. And we don't care if we kill everybody in our house.
Yeah.
Like, so fuck you. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that is the most selfish bullshit on the planet.
I agree 100%.
Like,
didn't mean to turn this into a fuck religion. Or, you know,
no, because I inherently don't have a problem with religion if you use it correctly. And the correct way to, I don't usually say this, but the correct way to use religion is to learn from the ideas that it's supposed to put in your head and not be a dick.
Yep.
It's not a user manual for how to get through life.
No, it's not.
It's a, hey, shit sucked real bad back then. Maybe appreciate what you got. Don't be an asshole to your neighbor. And
yeah. And yeah, it was written literally by men. So guess what? Way back when it was a pretty fucking sexist, you know, society. But anyway, so take that kind of conversation out of it. You're right. Don't be a dick. Come on, guys. For all of our religious listeners. Yeah, I'm sure we have tons. So the theory that God is still real and created aliens and us and everything.
Does it matter?
Are you still, I mean, like, if there is a God, would you jump on that board? Or do you think that's just also ludicrous?
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like...
They got their dates way wrong, by the way. That's what all of a sudden triggered me going, oh, yeah.
Who got their dates?
Well, no, you were just talking about 250,000. Oh, yeah, like, if you read these books, they're like, whoa, wait.
So there's a lot of, you know, the conversation in, like, the genetic world where it's like, you know, a lot of things happen that in genetics alone where it's like, it's hard for us to say that this is not engineered to some degree.
Mm.
The idea that DNA spins in the same direction. Like, the fact that that happens almost shows intelligence behind the design.
Our makeup, yeah.
Because you have animals where, like, you know, you can't use absolutes in the animal kingdom. You can't say all mammals do this or all females do this because there's an exception to every rule except in DNA. In DNA, everything spins the same fucking direction, which doesn't really make sense. There's usually a counterpoint. So here is, I guess, we all have a different, like, if I were to close my eyes and think of what God is, it would be different than what you think of it and what the person across the street thinks about it and think across the street and across the street and across the street.
I still picture Alanis Morissette, but.
Okay, cool.
Dogma.
Dogma, yeah. But the point is, like, it doesn't matter. And our conversation is not going to get to the fucking point.
Right.
You know? Like, but I think there are universal truths when it comes to how the world works. And Einstein said he believed in not necessarily God, but in something after us. Because of energy can neither
after
be...
After us.
Like, the body is just a vehicle. Like, if your vehicle gets in, you get a car wreck, you get out of the vehicle, you walk around. I think that was in, like, fucking What Dreams May Come or something. Your house burns down or falls down and you leave the house. Like, that's kind of the look of the body. So the idea being that if energy can neither be created nor destroyed, this is a universal truth. This is not just
life after
an earth thing. It just changes form. Yeah. It just goes on to something else.
Right.
And the Eastern religions believe that when you die, you go to a sea of energy, essentially.
Don't get all rowdy, banging your mic and shit.
Well, I'm trapped in the corner. You're like, you got everything like, I got to fucking like weasel into my spot.
It's because you're twice as big as me. Well, yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I think that everybody's got a different word for God.
Yeah.
And a different opinion of God and a different idea of God. Right. Like,
you know, I think why it's so almost black and white for me sometimes is because I was raised in the church. And so my idea of God, I almost have this like anti that, you know what I mean? Anti-God mentality now. And I don't mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't judge anyone who's a Christian. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have no fucking problem with you believe whatever the fuck you want to believe. Just don't be a dick. But for me, it's more likely that we were created by aliens than
right
an omni.
Okay, I got it for you. Here we go. All right, pre Big Bang, all of the matter, all of the energy that is ever going to be is all collected in one thing. Right, every thought, all time, all matter, everything that is, was, or will be, all in one place. All collected. That sounds like God to me.
That part of it hurts my brain because I can't even fathom.
So it expands, blows up in the Big Bang Theory, right? For billions of years, goes to creating and collecting, becoming fucking planets and stars and nebula and fucking
our solar galaxies. System, right?
And then life comes around. Life comes around and builds and evolves and comes to the point where aliens come down and turn us into humans, or we naturally progress from a primate on this planet. And we develop to a certain level, and we think, and we develop science, and we develop religion, and we develop
art, podcasts,
and talk, and we fucking philosophize, and we chat, all to get to this point to have this conversation.
Right.
And the point of it is, if everything that ever was going to be or is going to be was all collected in that one thing, that is, you know, that to me would be the idea of what God is.
Right.
So as we expand out and we go farther in time, and everything eventually gets to the cold point where there is no life and there is nothing left, and then it all retreats back and it collapses back in on itself to learn the lessons that we all came up with, from matter to stardust to life to death, and collects back into one huge mass, and then spends billions of years fucking going over the fucking tally, and then all of a sudden blows back out so we can start the fucking thing.
Start all over.
Yeah. That to me is fucking life, death, God. That is legitimately my theory.
Wow. That's amazing that you, like, you could put that into words.
Sorry.
No, that literally, like, I couldn't even start to really tell you what I think God would be, if, you know what I mean? I like it.
So
that's not my theory.
You can't steal my theory.
I fucking just did, dude.
You can't.
It's that good.
You can't come to the Church of Shep. It's just one member.
You should have a fucking church, man. Your religion's the best one I've heard yet.
Well, I just, if everything is always going to come from one point of
light. Right, right.
Then how is that anything different than all knowledge, all love, all hate, all fucking matter, all fucking, you know, everything that is, was, or is, will ever be, how is that any different than anyone's term for God?
Yeah, it's not.
Good or bad?
Yeah. It is the definition, basically.
Yeah.
They're going to say, well, then what? Who created the...
You're asking too many questions.
Well, what I'm saying is that they're never going to...
It doesn't have to be created. Right. It is created. It is itself. It is the same thing as, you don't create an atom.
Right.
You know, It's its own unit. Like,
it's living out its cycle.
I'm probably wrong.
You're like, what? No, there's God.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, I'm probably wrong about my theory, but, like, whatever. It's mine.
Well, technically, I mean, well, half of it's not wrong because it's literally already happened. You know what I'm saying?
It's like science.
It's fucking happened. Yeah. So that's interesting.
But it was all, the whole point of all of it was just so that we could sit down in here in the basement and have this conversation.
Have this conversation.
And then the point in theory, of everything
we
in
learn
life.
Learn from our.
The point of everything in life mistakes. Tomorrow is going to be us having another conversation, us living events and facing challenges.
Hopefully improving and adapting.
And getting better. And if not, then we try again and we keep trying.
Right. Or it's a simulation. And we're going to wake up.
I don't really feel like it's any different if it's a simulation.
No, it's not.
If it's what I just described.
Right. Yeah, true.
A simulation or not a simulation. It's
same things same are going to happen. Right.
Same line.
Yeah.
Spaceboat.
Dude, that's perfect. Spaceboat.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Spaceboat is God to me.
There it is. Spaceboat is God. New shirt. That would piss off so many people.
Why are we in the business of making people happy?
No. Yeah, that's true.
I think we make ourselves happy and hopefully our listeners happy. And that's about all we care about.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys like Spaceboat, man, because really, if not, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's fun as shit.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have we gone well past our...
I don't really know. It doesn't matter, but I know we try to keep it in the around the hour mark so that we don't want to blow our wad.
Zinga!
Gross.
I feel like we talked about Nazis and...
Nazis, God,
and UFOs, and, God, yeah. Recent...
And Einstein. And Einstein.
Einstein, yeah. So, and are they among us?
Yeah, I don't think that they're, walking among us.
It would be fucking hilarious if they were like, yeah, dude, we thought you knew. Yeah. We've been here the whole time.
Like, literally, I've been telling everybody who's like an alien's locked up in that fucking Area 51 and in the booths that we're talking, or the rooms that we're talking about.
They're like, come on.
They think I'm insane, but literally, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would be more advanced, or hopefully.
Or their buddy would come get them.
Yeah.
Like, bust them out.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Dave.
Where'd Dave go?
I'm going to check on Dave.
He stopped at Earth to take a leak and he didn't come back.
That idiot told him he was an alien.
Fucking Dave.
What's the number one rule? Don't fucking talk about.
All right, he's been there 20 years. Let's go get him.
Time flies.
Yeah. So, Spaceboat.
Spaceboat. That was fun. That was a good episode.
You like it?
I had fun.
I did too.
And I learned a lot, as usual.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I probably fucked up all your programming from now on.
Oh, dude. As soon as you started going, okay, so I got this. I'm like, oh, fuck.
sit over there and start picking
start
your
sweating.
Nose.
Sweating. My brain's hurting. Oh, good shit.
Good shit.
Yeah, great shit.
Right. I had a good time.
Hey, if you guys have suggestions for our Based on True Events podcast, we always ask for suggestions. But if you've got something you want to hear
on space
alien-related shit, send it our way.
Yeah, man. We have a lot of, like, possible topics for this.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, we're not really like tied to any like format.
No.
Like, I think we just like sitting around talking about aliens and shit.
Basically, it's exactly what it is. And every episode, we're going to probably go, well, what are we going to do this time?
Yeah.
Whatever happens.
Our text chain from earlier this week was fucking great.
I'm like, I'm so confused. I'm like, no, he's being a dick. As usual.
Yeah,
all right. Usual. We'll wrap it up.
All right.
Great shit.
You can reach us at boatpodcast.com.
All your boatpodcast.com needs at boatpodcast.com.
Boatpodcast.com.